Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. You're tuned in to Columbo Chronicles at Blog Talk Radio. Follow the mover and shaker, award-winning author and host, seen on TV and radio, Rose Columbo. Every Wednesday, Rose interviews prominent experts and authors on politics and social justice. Call in and listen or ask the guest the question at 646-564-9742. Now, here's Rose.
Hi, everyone. Here's the Rose Columbo, right here for you at Columbo Chronicles Live and the Blog Talk Radio Network worldwide. So you can listen anywhere you are in the world. You just have to check the time. Out on the West Coast, it is Pacific Standard Time, and out on the East Coast, it is Eastern Standard Time. So you can figure it out. Use your computer or your phone. Because everyone is welcome, foreign enemies who we hope to win over, as well as our friendly allies. So today we have an important topic, and we need to be educated and understand what does the word jihad mean to Western civilization. Because we are uneducated in the culture and civilization and the passion that the Muslims have for their Sharia law and all of their myriad of terrorist groups and radicalized groups and all the inner fightings they have going on in their country for 1,400 years or more, and their disdain for America and Western civilization. We're all people. We all hurt. We all cry. We all bleed. We all suffer. We all laugh. We're all people, and that's why God said, love thy neighbor as you love yourself. Do not harm women and children, but protect them. And that's why in America we have a Christian foundation with all our laws written in the Bible and the Ten Commandments, who our government has been attempting to strip off our walls since 1992 or so, when they became more aggressive. So if you're going to vote, be sure to support Judge Roy Moore. Very important person to make sure that those Ten Commandments remain on the wall. I believe he's out from Alabama. Today we're going to talk about jihad by court. And without the U.S. justice upholding the Constitution in our U.S. courts and flying the U.S. flag and not suspending or revoking the Constitution, we have nothing but a foreign enemy sitting on the bench. Whether you know it or not, have you ever heard of jihad by court? Well, there is jihad by court. The word jihad refers to a long-time, well-calculated, thought-out strategic goal written and stated on using a myriad of dangerous jihad programs by the Muslim Brotherhood, who has been designated by foreign nations and possibly, don't quote me, the FBI as a terrorist organization, who have their tentacles all over the world networking. And their leaders, whose strategic, stated, and written goal it is to wipe out Western civilization, meaning you and me and Europe and Canada and Mexico, South America, the world. They come to steal our nation. They come to enslave all Europeans, Jews, Christians, Catholics, Canadians, Hispanics, Black Africans, Mormons, Protestants, Baptists, Atheists, Americans. In other words, the entire world who refuse to comply with their law, which is a political and religious entity that is bonded together and cannot be separated. So it's a one-world government and a one-world religion, which we have heard George Bush Sr. push for many, many decades, the New World Order, along with Kissinger, Soros, Brzezinski, we don't have to worry about him anymore, and David Rockefeller, we don't have to worry about him anymore, the Clintons, both Bill and Hillary, and the Obamas, and we can go right down the list. And I think you know who they are. So I don't have to name each one. Which is a treasonous organization because their goal is to wipe out America. They would want a one-world leader, and we have several people in the world who seek that position, and my guess would be one of them would be Erdogan. Another one would be the leader of China, the leader of Russia, and Obama. The one-world leader seeks to have every individual tracked and spied upon and enslaved under his control, bowing down to him, worshiping him, praising him like they do in North Korea and communist nations. They have their picture plastered all over everything. You can't get away from them. Everywhere you look, there they are. People live in fear. They live in fear of opening their mouths, period, so they whisper, hoping they don't even get caught whispering, or they're underground worshiping or talking about politics and hoping they don't get caught, which is probably an automatic execution. So we've seen his dictators throughout history, but this dictator who wants to be the one world leader will be far worse than Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot, and the leader of North Korea today, and anyone we've ever read about in history. And one of their goals is to wipe out European history and U.S. history, so that's to destroy the books, destroy all the churches, the temples, all of the religious writings, and definitely mock Christianity, mock the Sermon on the Mount, mock Jesus Christ, turn Jesus Christ's cross upside down, cover him before this so-called leader speaks to people, if he is speaking in a, for example, a Catholic university in America. So what is jihad and jihad by court? Because only if we understand what we're dealing with, and I'm no expert, I'm using common sense and doing a little research, which I hope you are doing as well, so we can understand who these people are and why they have so much hate in their hearts and minds for everyone else who refuses to convert and comply with their foreign ideologies. We have done nothing to them. Why do they want to do so much to us? So, if we understand what we're dealing with, we can possibly save our civilization for our children, our grandchildren, if you have great-grandchildren and future generations, so they will have a natural-born, eligible president of the United States who will continue to protect the sovereignty of this great nation, the U.S. Constitution, and our freedom, liberty, and rights that we were handed down from God, not men and women, who didn't have two pennies to rub together, but they got into office and became very wealthy. They forgot about the little people because we're small-minded, according to Obama. So let's get a little bit of a bigger brain and expand it since we're small-minded, according to Obama. So it appears that China, Russia, and Japan get it, but not Europe and America and Canada and Mexico. Americans think that when the foreign radicalized Muslims who are being migrated into Western civilization by our State Department and refugee agencies because of Obama's executive order, pre-planned and written in secret, with the blessings of Hillary Clinton on or about January 27, 2009, before there were Christian refugees, before there was ISIS, before the Christian refugees had to flee their homes, we heard the word jihad, but we weren't sure exactly what they were talking about. And it appears to have many meanings. We believe that it meant kill all infidels only. But that isn't true. Because after the young, healthy males graduate, they are quoted and graduate from the University of Holy War in Pakistan. They are quoted as saying that their goal is to kill all infidels. But there's much more to it than that, apparently. The truth is that Americans and Europeans need to understand that the word jihad apparently has many meanings. For example, jihad could be the workbook that is published by the Muslim Brotherhood on how to start wildfires in the USA. Or it could be a jihad workbook on how to commit jihad against the President of the United States and the White House, which means they would be committing jihad against all Americans on our soil. Like if you saw the movie that the Hollywood Libs put out, Olympus, I believe it was called Olympus is Falling or something to that effect, where the foreign enemies plotted and calculated a plan to take over the White House and assassinate the president. There are many movies like that, Manchurian Candidate. There's the old and the new version, in case you didn't know. Jihad could be radicals who are targeting specific groups and planning to infiltrate specific groups and impose their culture, civilization, and Sharia law on the masses, who are free people, by, for example, forcing American businesses to comply with their foreign dress codes, even if it's a safety hazard or even if it deters sales in their stores. How do you sell jewelry? How do you sell makeup? How do you sell fashion? They'd all be going out of business. Maybe that's the goal. They want to change our restaurants and demand that we either include certain foods or exclude certain foods. Why should we do that? Why are we putting up with people who are coming to our country and telling us they are here to kill us, to commit jihad, to infiltrate our organizations so they can convert people, such as in Planned Parenthood, and form their army and expand their army, which Obama is alleged to have an army networking around the world, and he seems to appear and be shadowing the President of the United States. Why is he doing that? Why is the President of the United States and the White House allowing it? The Muslim Brotherhood set out four specific jihads. They aren't going to begin an attack against America by a nuke, in my opinion, when they can use their long-time stated and strategic jihads, which are jihad by infiltration, jihad by invasion, which is already going on. They're on their third step, jihad by overpopulation and jihad by domination. And they're succeeding over in Germany and in Michigan. So today we're going to talk about jihad by court, over in France, and this article is by Oz Mamou, dated July 10th, 2017, so it's very, very recent. And it was published on Gatestone Institute, if you'd like to read the entire article or print it out. It's important to our courts because we know that the Obama regime, the Democrats, the rhinos, allowed foreigners from the Middle East to place their hand on a foreign book of foreign ideologies who swear their allegiance to those foreign ideologies, not to America. When you place your hand on the Bible, you have placed your hand on a Bible because you have sworn, when you accepted citizenship, to uphold, defend, protect, and preserve the Christian laws of America and pledge your allegiance to America and U.S. constitutional law. But when you're allowed to place your hand on a foreign book of political ideologies and swear your allegiance to a foreign God who is in opposition to all of our Christian laws and our U.S. Constitution, America has a big problem, and so does Europe. And that, to me, is a fraud by our government who allows it to happen. And it's creating it. We didn't create it because they are ignoring the laws of the land. They are violating the laws of the land. They are holding themselves up above the law, and they are exempting themselves from the law and telling you to sit down, shut up, be quiet. This is what we're going to do. Even though the tax dollars belong to you, the government has no money, that it is only payers who have the money. It is the taxpayers who are the government. We are above the law. We exempt ourselves from the law. So you sit down, shut up, and be quiet, because we're going to recklessly spend trillions of dollars on foreign enemy nations, whether you like it or not. And we're going to spend it on a foreign invasion. We, the State Department, are going to continue the executive order of Obama, Hillary, and the Democrats, and we're going to lift the quotas for only Muslims without vetting as Christian refugees, because Obama's executive order clearly designates that only Christian refugees are coming into the country. So that is a fraud on the American people too, because Muslim refugees, what, young healthy men who are Muslims, how could they be refugees when they come to our country and they are still spewing out disdain for America and that telling us that they came here to change our nation's laws into their laws. So how are they refugees? Who are they fleeing from? Their own Muslim nations? Because when they come here, they have the same beliefs and are making demands on Americans and Europeans to change our country into their country. How could you be a refugee if you're still a radicalized Muslim? We had Muslims living here peacefully before 9/11 and before the age of Obama and the Clinton Secretary of State without any problems. So what happened? Nothing is by coincidence. Everything is by design. So when I come back from this important message, we're going to talk about jihad by court.
Listening is an art that humans are losing to the world of robots. Robots don't have any tone or human feelings. The addiction to communicate by texting isn't going away. People are feeling isolated, lonely, frustrated. People need people willing to listen to them. Can you imagine getting a text message that read, "You're fired," or "Hi, would you marry me?" It is happening. Columbo Chronicles is the option and the answer to human communication. Columbo Chronicles provides email access to your ideas and issues. Take advantage of this opportunity now. Go to ColumboChronicles.com. Click on subscribe today. Columbo is spelled C-O-L-O-M-B-O Chronicles. Fill out the form, submit it, bookmark and subscribe today. Remember the name, ColumboChronicles.com.
Keeping up with the news these days is like keeping up with the car. Well, you get the idea. There's a lot of yelling and screaming. Intelligent discussion, not so much. Ready for something refreshing, thought-provoking, and friendly? Okay, grab your favorite hot or cold drink, sit down, and listen to a friendly voice. The Columbo Chronicles Live with Rose Columbo on Blog Talk Radio. Every Wednesday night at 8 on the West Coast, or 11 for anyone sleepless on the East Coast, Rose Columbo welcomes dynamic authors and experts on a myriad of human interest topics. From politics to love, the environment, the mafia, healthcare, and more. It's 60 minutes of original entertainment and intriguing information with the top VIP guests. Senator John DeCamp exposing the Franklin cover-up. Dr. Tony O'Donnell, the herb doc. Dr. Alan Keyes discussing the White House. So, from Rose Columbo's home on the Columbo Chronicles Live to your home, Columbo says she doesn't want to have to send the familia to make sure you are listening.
Columbo Chronicles Live. Columbo is on their trail. Listen up at Columbo Chronicles Live.
Hi, we're back, and this is the Rose Columbo, and we're just about to talk about Jihad by Court. GateStoneInstitute.org published this article, so if you want to read the entire article or print it out, you can do so. The goal of this trial is to create judicial precedent to ensure that in the future, any criticism or insult against Islamic Muslims must be considered racism. Now, that is a law that Obama and the Democrats passed, which is called the Hate Crimes Bill. Whereas, if anyone is accused of insulting a Muslim or a gay, according to that law, which is discriminatory against all other Americans, including Christians, Jews, Mormons, Protestants, atheists, all Americans other than Muslims and gays who are accused of offending them can end up arrested and in jail. And two grandmothers were arrested because they were holding up Bible verses and they called the police and said they were offended. And it cost them thousands of dollars in legal fees to stay out of jail for the next 40 years. That happened about 2012. So how many of those cases are actually going on that don't hit the fake news, who don't report on what is going on in this country? That law, the hate crimes bill, needs to either be amended to be equal for all people. If Christians get offended, if Catholics get offended, they need to be protected too, because now we are becoming the minority and we are being the ones who are being thrashed and targeted and persecuted. So they really need to revisit that law and either nullify it, because all laws in the USA are to protect all legal Americans. How did the government get so off track? Valentina Colombo, I hope I'm related to her, I have to look that up, a professor at the European University in Rome warned early on about Jihad by Court. In 2009, she wrote that, quote, the lawsuit was initiated by the Union of the Islamic Organizations of France and the Great Mosque of Paris against the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo for republishing the Danish cartoons about Mohammed, and is one of the most recent examples of this kind of jihad. Now, we don't think about it as jihad, but it is jihad, jihad by court. So what they are doing is they are using the laws in France and using the laws in America to sue the Europeans and sue Americans who offend them. Now, they aren't getting punished for killing, exercising our right to freedom of art, freedom of speech, freedom of media, freedom of expression, freedom to protest, freedom to march, and we're allowing it? Why? Why would you allow foreign enemies to come into your country and tell you how you're going to live and what your laws are going to be and what you can and cannot do, eat, wear, say? Why would you do that? Are there enemies from within the European government and the USA and Canada? Because China, Russia, and Korea and Japan aren't putting up with it. Why aren't they going through this takeover of Western civilization? Why is it only Europe, America, and Canada? Think about it. Legal action has become a mainstay of radical Islamist organizations seeking to intimidate and silence their critics. That's a quote from Stephen Emerson, founder and president of the Investigative Project on Terrorism. Now, they are using jihad by lawsuit, too. So it's jihad by court, jihad by lawsuit, jihad by hate crimes. So you see there's many, many jihads. It's not just one word to go kill the infidels. You can kill a nation of laws, a republic of 330 million Americans if Americans don't stand up and demand that these radicals be deported and that the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE be defunded and taken out of our country and sent back to their country. A silent jihad is underway in France, spread by a constellation of Muslim organizations allied to powerful non-Muslim anti-racist associations. Jihad by court is attacking freedom of press, freedom of speech. Any journalist, politician, lawyer, or intellectual who talks or writes either about Islam or some of its representatives in a critical way is at risk of being taken to court for racism or outraging a group of people because of their religion. Well, let's look at this logically. We live in America. We're born in America. We are the government. We, the people. We are the natural-born citizens who are innate to this soil. We own this soil. We elect temporary people into public office, and we fund them with our tax dollars. They do not have any money. They use our tax dollars to implement specific laws to protect the American people and the sovereignty of this nation and the economic and military status of this nation. And the law enforcers. Is that happening? How's it been happening over the past 8 years? Who have they been protecting and why? Why should it be offensive to speak about citizenship, immigration, legal immigration versus a foreign invasion of foreigners as established by our Constitution, which is an act of war? Consoil. You don't need bombs to take down a nation. You just need to take down their sovereignty, their republic, their laws, and buy out the government. Or threaten them. Who knows what's going on up there in the District of Corruption? Only God knows. God is, was, always will be, and sees all. We only can guess what's going on because of the fake news that does not protect America and Americans, our military, our law enforcers, and the President of the United States and White House by creating and publishing fake news. Was it because the FCC allowed foreigners, foreign enemy nations, to invest in American communications? Think about that. The public airwaves belong to the American people because the American people are forced to pay taxpayer dollars for the American airwaves. who gave them the authority to sell American airwaves and communications to foreign enemy nations, who our fathers and grandfathers and cousins and relatives and friends and Americans fought and died for during World War II, World War I, World War II, Vietnam, and so forth, to protect the sovereignty and the constitutional laws of this great nation for Americans, not for foreign enemies. So who allowed the violation of the law to sell public airwaves to CEOs of cable companies and many who may be accepting money from foreign enemy nations, communist nations, Muslim Brotherhood nations? And why are they still collecting our tax dollars if they sold out to these foreigners and to cable companies? Because we should still be able to plug our cord into the wall and still watch local news and local TV stations as we did before they sold us out to the big cable companies. So why are we paying taxes and still having to pay the cable companies and still having the foreign enemies controlling our airwaves? What are we paying for? Why are we paying taxes? To destroy our nation, to allow the foreign enemy to infiltrate and invade into our nation and stand on a stage and threaten jihad against the President of the United States, the White House, which is an act of jihad against all America. Why? We are protected under constitutional law. We are not under their law. We have freedom of speech. We need to fight for our freedom. We need to stand on the front lines, and just as they speak out, we need to speak out on our country, standing on our U.S. Constitution, not on their unconstitutional laws in America. If they want to follow their laws, they need to go back to their countries and follow their laws. We don't bother them. We're not invading their country. We're not trying to change their laws. We're not trying to change their way of life. If that's what they want to live, if they want to live in that civilization, then they should stay in their own countries. If they want to live as Americans and they want to assimilate and they want to follow U.S. constitutional laws and they want to live peacefully on our soil, great. Because that's what our laws require, assimilation. We don't need civil unrest in our nation, and we don't need more Americans being threatened or killed, especially the President of the United States and the representatives of our nation or any more Americans. So the article goes on to say that a silent jihad is underway in France, spread by a constellation of Muslim organizations allied to powerful non-Muslim anti-racist associations. Jihad by court is attacking freedom of press and freedom of speech. Any journalist, politician, lawyer, or intellectual who talks or writes either about Islam or some of its representatives in a critical way is at risk of being taken to court for racism or outraging a group of people because of their religion. Now, this is why it's important to vet your judges in America. This is why it's important to know who are the judges and the justices in America and to follow what decisions they're making and to make sure that they are not swearing an oath to a foreign ideology, because how could they dish out justice for an American under those circumstances, when it says you're going to go to jail because you're going to be called a racist for exercising your freedom of speech in America? And that only happened since Obama took office. So think about that. A non-vetted man concealed all of his records from the entire government, which is probably not true. They probably all know the truth, who supported him and slipped him into office. And all of this came down on the American people as the small-minded, easily tricked, foolish Americans who need to give up their liberties to him, so he said in a speech. So who is he that he's shadowing the President of the United States and running around the world giving anti-American speeches? The so-called jihad by court, this article says, began in an experimental way in France at the beginning of the century. In 2002, the famous French writer Michel Houellebecq was sued for incitement to hatred by Islamic organizations allied to the Ligue de l'Homme, Human Rights League, a prestigious anti-racist organization. Houellebecq was sued for having said in an interview with Live magazine that of all existing religions, Islam is the dumbest. We read the Quran, we all collapse. Houellebecq was acquitted. It's called freedom of speech. If people don't like freedom of speech, they shouldn't come to America or Europe. In 2007, a similar lawsuit was initiated by the Union of the Islamic Organizations of France. So how many organizations do they have who are just dedicated to jihad by court and suing Americans, suing Europeans, and throwing Americans and Europeans in jail? Why do we have so many private prisons built? Secretly they were built. Why do we have FEMA camps? Why do we have FEMA trains? Why were they being bought up under the Obama regime? Why were they buying up FEMA trains and ammunition and guillotines in America under the Obama regime? Just asking questions, and you should be asking questions of your congressman. I'm calling them at 202-225-3121. In 2007, a similar lawsuit was initiated by the Union of the Islamic Organization of France, UOIF, and the Great Mosque of Paris against the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo because it republished the Danish Mohammed cartoons. The plaintiffs accused Charlie Hebdo of racism. Charlie Hebdo was acquitted in 2011. Unknown arsonists burned Charlie Hebdo's offices. Why do we want people in our country who are going to commit jihad by court, jihad against the president, jihad against the White House, and sue all the American people who exercise freedom of speech or who own a U.S. business that they don't approve of? Did you know that all immigrants can be deported, whether they're legal or illegal? They are not U.S. natural-born citizens. Only U.S. natural-born citizens cannot be deported to anywhere. Only illegal and legal immigrants can be deported for sedition, insurrection, for espionage, for fraud, for being tied to radical groups and terrorists, for plotting to harm the American people. Did you know that? The only people who are eligible to be a U.S. president are U.S. natural-born citizens who they're trying to wipe out through Planned Parenthood and wars. And the only people who they cannot deport for any reason are the American natural-born citizens. Everyone else, whether you're legal or illegal, you commit a serious crime in America, you can be arrested and deported now that Obama's gone, hopefully. Not so much when he was in office. The magazine was sued again in 2012 and 2013. Each time the plaintiffs were different Muslim organizations claiming different instances of racism or blasphemy. Blasphemy was in the Old Testament. I mean, seriously, get a life, government. two Muslim terrorists stormed into the offices of Charlie Hebdo and murdered 12 people. So did they deserve to be murdered because they exercised freedom of speech, freedom of press? Because Americans and Europeans like to laugh, enjoy life? They laugh at themselves, they laugh at other people. So we need to change our laws and our way of life to bow down to foreign enemies who are radicalized and don't come here as Christian refugees, because that was a fake and a fraud, because the majority are young, healthy men, and the State Department has lifted the ban and lifted for the number of Muslims who can enter into the USA without vetting by the tens of thousands, lifting the quotas, a complicit Congress. Why hasn't President Trump nullified that executive order? We have exceeded our quotas from 57 countries of the same people who believe in the same ideologies and the same religion that are bonded together, when we have Europeans and we have Japanese and Chinese and Hispanics from South America who have been waiting in line for years to become legal, loyal Americans who don't want to change our country but want to be assimilated into our country. Well, those are the questions you need to be asking. On March 30th, 2016, Lawrence Rossignol, then Minister of Families, Children, and Women's Rights, and known to be a fierce critic of the omnipresence of the Islamic veil in public places, was interviewed by the radio station RMC. She compared veiled women to American Negroes who supported slavery. Rossignol apologized for using Negroes, but possibly too late. The Islamics collectif contre l'islamophobie en France, CCIF, I love the French language and I'm just slaughtering it, and the France Fanon Foundation launched a class action suit for insult of a racial nature and announced their intention to submit a complaint to the Cour de Justice de la République, a court empowered to adjudicate lawsuits against members of the government. The plaintiffs also threatened to sue the minister appointed to the Correctional Court of the Administration Court of Paris. And it goes on and on about all of the lawsuits filed by the Muslim Brotherhood's outlets in Europe, especially France, Germany, and America, and coming to Canada soon, I'm sure. So, remember, there are many jihads, and it is a long-time calculated strategic goal to use jihad, and the four critical ones are infiltration, jihad by infiltration, jihad by invasion, jihad by court, suing everyone, jihad by overpopulation, and jihad by networking their army across Western civilization, which needs to be shut down, because that means that they are working to wipe out you, me, all who don't convert or comply with their demands. That's very dangerous to our children, our grandchildren, and to the future of this great nation and the future of Europe. God bless you. Do your homework, do your research, and God bless America. Remember, injustices can happen to you, and they can happen to me. And by the way, they did. But together we can make a positive difference.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast, Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.